First of all, to make a short review, Your Excellency, I want to talk about the achievement itself and ask you what was the situation before the negotiations and, of course, after.
Well, the Jewish Claims Conference was created in 1952 by then-Israeli Prime Minister Ben-Gurion and then-West German Chancellor Adenauer as the official body to negotiate for Holocaust survivors. And since then, Germany has paid some $70 billion in payments. I had senior positions in the Carter administration and the Clinton administration, including in the Clinton administration being special advisor to President Clinton and Secretary of State Albright on Holocaust issues. After that, in 2009, I became the head, along with Roman Kent, a survivor, of the Jewish Claims Conference's negotiating committee. And we have gotten major agreements since then, especially in increasing the amounts for home care. We approached this particular negotiation in July of 2017 with some concern because we had been pressing a number of issues, including food and medical fund for elderly people in home care, reducing the amount of time in hiding to qualify for payments, allowing people who had gotten small amounts of payments in the initial German post-war program called Better Gutmachen, sometimes as small as 400 or 500 Deutschmarks, they were precluded from getting any future programs we negotiated, and then some 1,000 survivors of Yash. So Yash was one of several major issues. And the concern I had was that in our pre-meeting telephonic calls, we did not seem to be making a great deal of progress. So the Wednesday night before the negotiations were to start, our delegation met with German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, and we appealed to him to have his negotiating team, headed by Finance State Secretary Werner Gatzer, be as flexible as possible on these issues, since we were now coming to the last phase of the lives of survivors, and that it was critically important, including those in who had been in Yash, that in their declining years, they live in as much comfort as possible, given the trauma they had gone through in their youth. We were very pleased that at the end of a very difficult negotiating session, we got much of what we had sought in food and medicine and some of the other issues, and that while the Germans did not agree to what we had urged for 3 years since 2014, that Yash was a what we call open ghetto, and therefore, based on a 2013 agreement I had negotiated, that they would be eligible for pensions. They did not agree to that even at this negotiation. We came up with a creative way of finding the additional funds, roughly 4.2 million euros, so that we can make pension payments to about 1,000 survivors in Yash. And so the bottom line is the same as if they had been considered in an open ghetto. They'll all be covered, and they'll be covered immediately.
So this is the, in terms of recognition of the atrocities inflicted on the Jews of Yash, when we speak about the German government.
Yash was unique in several ways, and this is why it was so frustrating that for 3 years we tried to get them covered, and of course a number have died since then. It was unique in three ways. First, between the end of June, I think it was the 28th and 29th of June 1941, in that one 24-hour period, some 14,000 people were slaughtered by the Nazis. Second, surviving men, several thousand, were put on a death train Now you say, well, what's unique about that? Trains were going to Auschwitz and other killing areas all the time. What was unique about this is that it itself was designed to kill people on the train itself, because the ventilation slats were shut tight and boarded up so that people would suffocate to death. And in the two-week period it meandered, that's exactly what happened. And third, we argued that the surviving people in Yash, mostly women and children, were forced to wear a yellow star and to live in the Jewish neighborhood for fear of being shot if they went outside. And we said this was an open ghetto, and we had support from Yad Vashem in Israel and from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. But while the Germans did not concede on that, we did find, as I mentioned, a creative way of giving them the equivalent pensions that they would have gotten.
In what extent did you benefited from the support of the Romanian authorities and researchers?
I'm not sure that the Romanian authorities and government weighed in very heavily, but the research that was done with Romanian sources was very helpful.
And in the end, I want to ask you about future social services projects funded by the Claims Conference in Romania. Is there an agenda on this subject also?
The agenda is to try urgently in the next couple of years, before it's too late, to fill as many remaining gaps in coverage as possible. For example, we would like to have Romanians get the pension payments, not just those in Iași, but several thousand other Romanians, many of whom wore a yellow star. Now, may I say this, that in the agreement that we reached that now allows persons who received a one-time payment in the late 1950s and 60s under the Better Gutmachen program, which was the original German federal indemnification program, they were between around 500 and maybe 1,000 Deutschmarks at the time. We've now gotten in our July agreement from the Germans an agreement that simply because those people got one-time payments, they now can receive other payments, including pensions. And many of those who received these one-time payments were Romanians who wore a yellow star. So we think this will allow around 5,000 survivors, many of whom are Romanians, to begin to receive payments in addition to those from Iași. Now, this is a very important point, because so much attention has been focused on the 1,000 from Iași. These are around 5,000 people, many of whom are Romanians, and they can now begin, even if they got BEG payments in the early 50s or 60s, to begin getting pensions.
So starting from which month they will begin receiving these forms of compensation?
I don't have the exact date, but I hope that it will be as early as January.